1 Sif. So the very famous Mishnah in Kiddushin, Adav Chates, discusses Kol Mitzvus Habein Al Ha'av. Mitzvus of a son on a father, which is unclear. We don't know what that means yet, so the Gemara clarifies. But mitzvahs of a son on a father, men are chayiv, and women are patur. The Gemara goes on to clarify, what does it mean, a mitzvah of a ben ala av? Does it mean mitzvahs that a son does to the father? Well, that's not true, because we know that girls are also chayiv in kibbut av and ein. So the Gemara concludes, it's mitzvahs that a father must do to his son. The father's chayiv, and the mother is patur. Then the Gemara brings a braisa. The father is a famous braisa. The father is chayev to give his son a bris milah. The Gemara goes on to tell us that there are three levels. The first obligation is upon the father, as the pasuk says, "Vayimol Abraham es Yitzhak binav." Abraham gave bris milah to Yitzhak. If the father does not do it, then it is incumbent upon the Bezdin. As the pasuk says, Himol Lachem Kol Zachar. How we learn that that's Bezdin, maybe from the plural, Lachem, I don't know. But this is what the Gemara says over there in Kiddush Chatan. So it's the obligation of the father. The father is slacking off, or the father is not alive, the father is not able to do it, it goes to the Bezdin. If the Bezdin doesn't do it, then the child must give himself a bris milah. Or, I don't think it means physically give himself a bris milah, but he is obligated to make sure that he receives a bris milah once he becomes of age, once he becomes a bar mitzvah, as the pasuk says, V'arel zachar, asher lo yirmo es besar or lasa, if he doesn't give himself a bris milah, v'nechrasa, he will be chayev karas. Then the Gemara brings a pasuk, kasher tziva oso elokim, and the Gemara learns out, oso, v'lo oso. It is his obligation, the father's obligation, and not the mother's obligation. Now, if there's no father, God forbid, the mother can take care of it. But the obligation is not on the mother per se, it's more on the Jewish community. Now, the Torah brings down an amazing, fascinating machlokes between the Rambam and the Raivin. The Rambam says like this, every day that a person does not have a bris milah, he is mevatel the mitzvah aser. Every day he has the obligation to, after the 8th day, to do the bris milah. Aval einu chayev kareis, but the chayev kareis. We said that there are only two mitzvahs aser they carry with them a punishment of kareis. There's milah, bris milah, and korban pesach. We're not yet zochet to korban pesach, so the only mitzvah aser you have nowadays is bris milah. When does kareis set in? Says the Rambam. A father is never chayev kareis for not giving his son a bris milah. The chayev kareis is only on the son himself, and only when he dies and purposely did not give himself a bris milah. That means the guy is 45 years old, he's not chayev kareis. He's obligated to bris milah, every day he doesn't do it, he's mevatel mitzvah aseh. He can do it at 45. He's not chayev kareis until he decides he's not doing bris milah, and then he dies, whenever that is. So then he will be chayev kareis. And obviously the kareis is not the olam hazeh style kareis of dying early. I shouldn't say obviously, because there is a discussion about that. But it just would seem to be kareis being cut off from the Jewish people, more of a spiritual thing that is very relevant to the next world as well.
There's two different kinds of kareis.
Well, this kareis discussed that a person dies early, God forbid, or dies childless, God forbid.
That's the real definition.
I don't know if that's... Well, the Gemara brings that definition. I mean, I don't know if I would call it a definition, but that's the Gemara. As Gemara says, that is what kareis is. But kareis, from the word cut off, it doesn't only have to be understood like he gets cut off and dies young, could be cut off from the next world. Right. Okay. Anyway, that's a discussion. Exactly what the how does the kareis play itself out if the person is, as you know, is dying. Okay, it is discussed. I looked at it, I didn't spend that much time on it. Okay, so according to the Rambam, he's not chayev kares until he dies without purposely having given himself a bris milah. Says the Torah, I don't know what the Rambam's talking about. Why is it only a bittul mitzvah asay each day? He should be chayev, it should have, it's a kares each day. There should be a kares hanging over his head each day. Each day he doesn't do bris milah to himself. The kaf kasev arayvi. And then the Torah says, and that's how the rabbi understands it. Every day, there's a chiyav kares hanging over his head. He's basically chayav kares. Now, he's not going to chayav more than one kares, I don't think, chayav kares. But he can undo the kares, because even if he gives up a bris milah when he's 60 on his 60th birthday, he will have undone the kares that was hanging over his head from his bar mitzvah. So now, what's the nafkamina between the Rambam and the Raivin? They both, you know, according to the Raivin, chayv kares from this bar mitzvah and on, but then he can undo the kares. According to the Rambam, it's not chayv kares until he dies without a bris, assuming he was not amazing. So the Minchas Chinuch discusses this. In the book of Bereishis, according to the Chinuch, there are three mitzvahs. We have Pru Avu, Lech Lecha, we have Mitzvahs Mila, and by Yishlach, we have Gina Nasha. Three Mitzvahs in all, whole book of Bereishis. So, in the end of the second Mitzvah, which is Bris Mila, the Minchas Chinuch says, you know what's the difference between the Rambam and the Ravid? The Nafkamina is, he purposely did not give himself a Bris Mila. He decides that's going to be his 50th birthday present. When he turns 49 and a half, he gets sick, whatever, and the doctor says, no, he can't do bris milah, it's pikuach nefesh. So he purposely pushed it off. But then he wanted to do it, and now he has an onus, he can't do it. So according to the Ravid, he was chayev kares already at his bar mitzvah. That's his bar mitzvah present. Chayev kares. He's chayev kares, but he can undo the kares. He can only undo the kares if he gives himself a bris milah. Now he has a good excuse. Okay, he has a good excuse, but he doesn't undo the kares, because the kares really set in at his bar mitzvah. Whereas the Rambam would say that no, a person like this is not chayev kares. When is he chayev kares? When he dies without purposely having done a bris milah. There was no chayev kares at the bar mitzvah, and now he's 49 years old, 50 years old, he wants to do bris milah before he can. So when he ends up dying at 120 without a bris, It's not. He didn't die without a purposely not doing bris milah. He wanted to do bris milah. He wanted to push it off to the 50th birthday. And then the doctor said he can't do it anymore. Okay? So that he will not be chayev kares. So that's how the Minchas Chinuch understands the nafkamina between the Rambam and the Rav. He connects it to the Korban Pesach, which is chayev kares. What if he purposely didn't do the Korban Pesach by Pesach Nishon? So he has a makeup. He can make it up in Pesach Sheni. Come Pesach Sheni and he's deathly ill. Can't make it. Can't do it. So if the Chiyuv Kares set in by Pesach Rishon, so it could be that Pesach Sheni will undo the Kares of Pesach Rishon. But that's only if he does a bris. Only if he brings a Korban Pesach. Oh, he's got a great excuse. That's fantastic. You have a great excuse. But that doesn't undo the Kares that already set in by Pesach Rishon. So he compares it to that. He also compares it to the very famous Din in Siman, in Orach Chaim, Siman Kuf Ches, with Tashlumin. If a person purposely misses Mincha, he doesn't daven, no Tashlumin. He can't make it up by davening two Marav Shemana Esrei. If he forgot about Mincha, it's wintertime, next thing you know, it turns around, boom, 5 o'clock, it's already too late to daven Mincha, oh, made a mistake, he can make it up. Daven Tashlumin, two Marav Shemana Esrei. The first one's Marav, the second one is Mincha. What if he looks at his watch, it's 12 o'clock. Okay, it's Mincha time. I'm not in the mood. 1 o'clock. I'm not in the mood. You know, I'll daven at 4 o'clock. And it comes 4 o'clock, and he forgets. Or he's in the bathroom for an hour. He can't get out of the bathroom. So, do we say that, what do we consider that? So there, we consider that to be not purposely missing Mincha, and he can daven in Tashlumin. Okay, anyway, so this is all brought down over there. It's very, very fascinating, interesting. So let's get back to our regularly scheduled program. We are in Siman Reish Samach Aleph, and you're there. That was a little background. Yesterday, let's go run through yesterday, which was very small. Yesterday we did Reish Samach. Mitzvah Saseh La'av L'mulas B'no. There's a positive mitzvah for the father to give his son a bris. Not father, not the mother, the Gemara Dashans and Kiddushin Chavtes. Okay, and then we spoke at length yesterday, Ugedola Mitzvah Zubisha Mitzvah Saseh, that this is the number one Mitzvah Saseh in the Torah. Fine. Now we're up to Siman Reish Samach Aleph. The main obligation, the first obligation on the father to give his son a bris. If he didn't do it, chayavim bezdin lamulo. The bezdin is obligated to give the child a bris. If the bezdin does not give him a bris, chayav hu. He himself is obligated, kishe yidau, when he becomes of age, he gets older at his bar mitzvah, lamul et atzmo, to give himself a bris. And if the son did not make sure that he himself has a bris, chayav kares. He's chayav kares. Hagad notes as the Ramah. Uvachal yom ovrim ba'onshim elu. Every day he's violating this onesh. That sounds like the opinion of the Raven. The chayav kares sets in at the bar mitzvah every day. He has a chiyuv kares if he doesn't give himself a bris. But he can undo the kares by giving himself a bris. Okay, that's what the Bir Agra points out in Ois Beis. At the end, he says, he connects it to what we discussed, pushing off, bringing the korban, pushing off, giving the tzedakah. And he says, this is not like the opinion of the Rambam, because the Rambam holds that there's no kares until he dies purposely without a bris. Continues the Ramah. You can't go and kidnap the neighbor's son and do the bris. You don't give a bris to the neighbor's son without his permission. Unless the father is not willing to give his son a bris, then Bezdin Malin Osaba Karko. Then the Bezdin. Now the chiyuv is on the bezdin, and they give the son a bris against the wishes of the father. Okay, this was, you know, in a period when they could do such a thing. Nowadays, it's called kidnapping and you go to jail. Okay. Continues the Ramah, also from the Gemara Kiddushin. The chiyuv is not on the woman. That's what we learn now from Gemara and the Mishnah in Kiddushin Chav Tes. Now, obviously, the adult father, you know, the mother is going to make sure that her son has a bris. But officially, the chiyuv is on the bezin. Continues Ramah. Ha'av she'eina yodea lamu. Father doesn't know how to do mila himself. I don't know how to do mila. I assume you don't know how to do mila. Most people don't know how to do a bris. V'yesh kam moel. And here there's a moel. She'eina rotza lamu b'chinam. He doesn't want to do it for free. Rak b'schat. He wants to get paid. So this is very fascinating. Yesh lebezin ligor b'moel's head. The bezin should yell at the moel. He should do the bris for free. Ki ein the darkan shel zera Avraham. That is not the way of the children of Avraham Avinu to demand money to do a bris. The Bria Agra points out that we have the Jewish nation or the children of Avraham Avinu have three character traits. One of them is to do chesed. They should do chesed. The other Rabbah, Moel de Mahaju Shi'itnu Lahem Lamu. The opposite, he says, the Moel, you know, it's a big schuss for him to do the bris. He should be happy to do the bris without getting paid. The Omeid de Merdo, if the Moel says, I'm not doing the bris without getting paid. The Eyan Ha'ish Maseget Latet Los Charo. Now, if the father can afford it, the father should pay. But if the father can't afford it, and the Moel says, I'm not doing it without getting paid, so the Havi Kavisha Elo Av, so now, we view it as if the father is not in the picture. If the father is not in the picture, whose obligation is it to do the bris? The bezdin. Who's the bezdin? Bezdin basically is Klal Yisrael. She bezdin chayev lamulo. V'lachim bezdin kovin osam achar shein achar she'imo. And then bezdin has the authority to come force the moel to do the bris. Now, after reading this, I don't remember. My last bris was almost 16 years ago. But I thought that the moel does take money and does ask for money. That's what I remember. I had a very big tzaddik, Moel. My oldest son was born in America. The Moel is a very big tzaddik. And he said, give me a check, write whatever you want in the check, and leave it blank, and I will fill in the charity of my choice. I was very impressed with that. And then I remember coming to Eretz Yisrael, and I'm pretty sure that the Moel asked for money. So I have a friend who's a Moel, who happens to teach with me in Yeshiva, and I went over to ask him. And he told me that he does not ask for money, but people understand that they should give money. So in Pesachim Ritshuvah, that's basically what he said. Meaning he is allowed to ask for money, unless the father is penniless. But if the father's not penniless, he's allowed to ask for money. It sounds like it's not a great thing to do, but I don't remember how it's phrased, but this particular model told me, I don't ask for money, but I do expect the people to give me money, and they usually do. But I don't tell them how much to give me. They give me what they want. Now, there is a general discussion, taking money for doing mitzvahs. Now, I said to this Moel, what if someone asks you to go do a bris in Tveria? What if you're traveling in America? This is very common. The Moel's traveling 2 hours to the bris. It's not like it's next door, and he'll do the bris, and it'll take him 5-10 minutes. I'm talking about a major undertaking. So it could be that's not called taking money for the bris. That's called taking money for schlepping 2 hours each way, to come to the bris, which the Moel definitely has a right to do. So this one said, yeah, if I move into your community for Shabbos in order to do a bris, then I am expecting a nice amount of money. And that makes sense. Okay, so it's so interesting. Now, they also talk about Pesachim Ritshuvah, he brings down, and I've heard this from others, that it is mitzvahs that come about through money are more precious and valuable. I guess we're from Sarah Agra. So even if I can get away with getting a Moel for free, it's appropriate to pay him on many planes. And one of them is the mitzvah that I do with my money is a more valuable mitzvah. Now, here there's a whole discussion. There's Shach. Shach, Sifkat, and Aleph, Ein Malim. Vim Omer, Umol, Shlomi, Daito. Let's say someone kidnaps the baby and does the bris and brings them back. Hech, Sha'av, Havim, Moel, Chai, Nitin, La, Sarah, Zehubim. The famous Gemara, when you steal someone's mitzvah, you have to pay them asara zehuvim, 10 gold coins. This is spelled out. It's a very short simin, and then it talks about stealing someone's mitzvah and the obligation to pay in 10 zehuvim. Could be nowadays that they don't collect such money, but if the guy would grab the money, you wouldn't take it away from him. That's a whole discussion. Now, that's if the father was going to do the bris himself. What if the father's not going to do the bris himself? I'm going to get a moel to do it. And some other moel goes and grabs the mitzvah. So you really steal my mitzvah, one could say, because I wasn't going to do the mitzvah myself anyway. I was going to have someone else do it. But maybe when I appoint someone, maybe we apply the Rosh Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoso. The guy I appoint, he's like my messenger. It's like I'm doing it. You just stole the baby. It doesn't work me Tash Shlicha. So you kind of did steal my mitzvah. So that's also a whole discussion. And that's Pesachei Tshuva, Sivkot and Beis, has a little bit of a discussion about this as well. Then, in Pesachei Tshuva, Sivkot and Dalit, when you have the Moel who refuses to do the bris, and the Bezin wants him to do the bris, he says they can offer him money and then afterwards say no. They can trick him, because they have the right to physically force him to do the bris. Now, you can't physically force someone to do the bris. But that's one of the kosher mechanisms, which doesn't sound so kosher to us, but that would be a way that Bezdin can force him by offering him money and then not actually giving him the money because he's halachically obligated to do the bris. Again, you're dealing with someone who's penniless, someone who's not penniless. If he can ask for money. If he asks for money, you have to give the money if you have the money. Okay, so that is your Yerodeh Siman Reish Samech Aleph. Thanks.